Hello, I'm Eric Gould with your KVNF Regional Newscast for Wednesday, April 15th. This is from Capitol Coverage. Governor Jared Polis is urging hotel owners to open their rooms to people who are experiencing homelessness. He says the abundance of empty rooms should be used to keep some of Colorado's most vulnerable residents healthy during the coronavirus outbreak.
We feel very strongly that there should not be mass sites to house people. That's a very dangerous public health situation. It should be distributed as much as possible.
State lawmakers recently sent Polis a letter saying that homeless shelters were in dire need of resources. Polis has also deployed 250 Colorado National Guard members to help communities take care of people who are experiencing homelessness. With so many people falling ill to the COVID-19 virus and a vaccine at least a year away, the race is on to find effective treatments. St. Mary's Hospital in Grand Junction is working on a promising possibility. For KVNF, John King has the story.
This week, the Regional Blood Center at St. Mary's will begin drawing plasma from people who have gotten and then beat COVID-19. Dr. Alan Miller is leading part of the research into plasma therapy.
At least 80% of the people have sufficient antibodies in their blood that if we collect the liquid component of the blood, which is called plasma, it will contain those antibodies. And then if you transfer that by giving that plasma to another individual, they will then get the benefit of those antibodies to help them fight off their infection.
He says early research indicates that about half the people who get the plasma therapy had a good response, but that much more research is needed.
One of the questions that still needs answering is when would be the best time to utilize this plasma? Is it before somebody gets really sick, before they get to the point when they're on a ventilator, or when somebody has been on the ventilator for a while and it's not getting better?
Dr. Miller says a few COVID-19 patients on the front range have received the therapy, as have others across the country. But he says the results from thousands of plasma therapy patients will be needed before researchers can begin to figure out just how well it works. And right now, there's not enough plasma. Jennifer Ramey is the director of St. Mary's Blood Center and says now that they're collecting donor plasma, the calls are starting to come in.
Some are from Grand Junction. We've also had, I've had calls from Rangeley and Aspen. I've had calls from Montrose, and people are excited to give back. They've been through the COVID virus themselves. They understand what it feels like. They don't want others to go through it.
She says until there's a better option, plasma therapy can help.
There could be a vaccine. There could be other pharmaceutical products that are also helpful, but those aren't going to happen tomorrow.
Dr. Miller says plasma therapy is one of many treatments researchers are looking at to effectively deal with COVID-19. He says he's optimistic that one or a combination of them will come together to make significant progress. For KVNF News, John King, Grand Junction.
Spring is a time for transformation, especially for college students. Freshmen get used to living away from home. Seniors get ready to graduate and begin a new chapter in their life. But things look different this year. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen spoke with two college students about a changed reality and an experience cut short.
It's the Monday after spring break, a day when students and professors would usually be returning to campus. But that traditional springtime bustle is nowhere to be seen here at the University of Wyoming in Laramie. Instead, that's the sound of moving carts. Students and parents are using them to haul beanbags and microwaves out of the dorms and into their cars. On the sidewalk, there's a message written in brightly colored chalk. It says, "See you in the fall, go Pokes." One of those freshmen packing up her life is psychology student Luna Adelt.
I was living in the honors house for the whole first semester, and then up until spring break, when I moved back in with my parents in Laramie.
The Honors House is basically a dorm for students in the Honors program. Adele says she lived there with about 30 other roommates.
I mean, we all heard a lot about bigger universities moving online and stuff like that, but I didn't really think that it would get to that point in Wyoming. So I was pretty surprised that they took such kind of drastic measures, but it does make sense now.
When Adele returned to the Honors House to collect her things, she says that's when it really hit home.
And then I just went there and it was like completely empty, and usually you hear people like talking or in the kitchen or something, but it was just like dead.
Adele says she knows she's lucky since she easily moved back in with her parents and her siblings, but she says it feels like moving backwards.
It's really weird because I kind of like started that experience, like I had a whole semester, and then also this spring semester I started basically getting used to always being on campus and like learning things and meeting people and stuff like that. So now it's just kind of like I've gone back to high school almost because I'm like living with my parents again.
In the meantime, Adele says she and the friend she made her first year at college are still trying to stay in touch.
We do just like text each other a lot and like send TikToks about the virus and like dumb things like that. But yeah, it's kind of hard to stay really connected.
Freshmen like Adele aren't the only students trying to make sense of the change. For college seniors, it means no graduation. That was really disappointing for Alyssa Wessner.
That was the one thing that I was really looking forward to at the end of the 4 years of struggle that I've gone through here on campus.
Wessner spent the last 4 years working to complete her degree while holding down a full-time job. She's a non-traditional student at 32 years old, and she says it hasn't been easy.
Spent many, many long hours, a lot of my own money, time, energy on finally completing something. Just not being able to have that transition from all of the work that I've done over the past 4 years. It's a weird loss that I didn't ever think I'd have to be mourning.
Wessner has been studying environment and natural resources, as well as environmental system science. She says not being able to mark the end of her degree with a traditional ceremony and celebration feels like a huge letdown.
I just feel like while I'm completing all of this training and this learning and this whole process, it's just going to end up quietly disappearing into the universe, and I'm just going to have to move on without any closure.
Wessner will be refunded for her cap and gown purchase. As for freshman Luna Adelt,
they are going to try to give out refunds for the housing and the meal plans that have basically just are not going to be used now.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
This story came to us from the Mountain West News Bureau, a partnership between public media stations from around the region. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.